7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Good evening, bats and ghouls. It is the Fringe Halloween Party on KRVS 88.7 in Lafayette and Lake Charles. I'm James. This is also day 8 of our fall fundraiser. We're asking you to go to our website, krvs.org, and pledge your support. If you've already done so, we thank you very much. Sit back and enjoy 2 hours of spooky tunes. I'll be back in a little while to talk about the fundraiser some more. And hey, Drac's back.
The castle's been gloomy. Every night, Count Dracula's been keeping out of sight. He's been away a long, long time.
I had to make a record with a friend of mine.
Drac's back! Drac's back!
The castle's really jumping every night.
Drac's back!
They're doing the drag with Drac.
Igor's enchained and he's doing it right. The coffins are opening left in the ground.
Now is the time to really shake them down.
The zombies and werewolves are having a ball.
It's mashed potato time.
Drac's looking for his wife all over the hall.
Vampira, where are you?
Well, Vampira's getting up and she's raring to go. But first I'm thirsty, make mine tight go.
Oh, there you are, my darling. So nice to see you again.
Ah, my dear, we've all missed you so. But tell me, where is your friend the monster? Wasn't he supposed to come too?
Ah, yes. But he has become a big record star. And tonight, he's going to appear on the Jackie Gleason show.
Everybody's up and they're starting to run. Cause they can't get caught by the sun.
Good night, my friends.
Darling, what is the number of your private line?
It's Creekwood 45789.
You can call me up and have a day, any old time.
You know, darling, I like this vocal group. They sing from the juggler vein.
I'm so glad you enjoyed them, my darling.
But I am hungry. You got anything to eat?
Oh, my dear, have a heart.
I think I will.
My dear, you look so tired. Your coffin's all prepared. Won't you get some rest?
Yes, I haven't had a good day's rest in weeks.
Come, my darling.
Good night, my friend.
Next on our program is a song that tells the hauntingly beautiful story of an unrequited love. It is about a werewolf who loved a vampire. But these mixed marriages seldom work out. Now he spends his time mooning about and saying, I saw you again last night. And got that old, old feeling. Hunger. When you took a bite, I got that old, old feeling. lassitude. When you flew into the sky, I felt my limbs go slack, and when you caught my eye, you threw it back. And now, once again, I seem to feel that old, old yearning. Your last kiss upon my neck, my dear, is really burning. There will be no new romance for me. It's foolish for me to start. For that stake that you hammered is still in my heart.
There's something uncouth about Dracula. It gives you the creeps. But that devil gets under your skin and into your blood. It's just that he's so noisy. That's the horror of Dracula. His blood-sucking manner's the worst. And did you ever hear such untidy sounds?
Gonzales, Gonzales, I think I have it. I hear something.
Pedro, are you getting through?
Yes, yes, at last.
From Mars? You're really in radio contact with the Mars?
Yes, Gonzales, it's Mars. This message is man's first communication with the planet Mars.
Pedro, what do they say?
This is phenomenal, positively amazing. Here they are, listen.
Do you know what to do in case of a civil defense emergency? You must know these two numbers, 640 and 1240. They may save your life. Mark these numbers, 640 and 1240, on your standard radio dial now. These are your Conelrad frequencies, your only way of getting life-saving civil defense instructions and information during an enemy attack. Only on radio, only at 640 or 1240 on your radio will you hear the Conelrad broadcasts. Be sure you have a battery radio in your home should electric power be knocked out. Also, make certain your car radio is in working order. Remember, in a civil defense emergency, tune to
640, 1240, Conelrad. 640, 1240, Conelrad.
Hope you're thoroughly creeped out. Happy Halloween. This is the Fringe Halloween Party. And also day 8 of our fall fundraiser. We're asking you to go to krvs.org and pledge your support to your community radio station. That's right. If you've already done so this year, we thank you very much. If you're still considering, maybe you like Halloween music as much as I do, and you can enjoy this show. No donation is too large, none is too small. KRVS.org is the place to go. You can pay in installments, and there's a number of premiums we'll get to a little bit later. Please consider making a donation to KRVS.
By the sea. The orders were fine, but I choked on my wine when I learned that the main course was me. Waitress, a vampire named Perkins, was so very fond of small gherkins. While she served the tea, she ate 43, which pickled her internal workings. Scalpels go on the left with the pitchforks. Igor, Igor. What a swimmer is Dracula's daughter, but her pool looks more red than an otter. The blood stains the boat, but it's easy to float, 'cause blood is much thicker than water. Transylvania. For dessert, there was batwing confetti and the veins of a mummy named Betty. I first frowned upon it, but with ketchup on it, it tasted very much like spaghetti.
your meat hit the ground to the zombie.
Zombie.
Yeah. Hurry, come everyone and follow me. Get the record to the zombie. I'm your master, listen to me. Then we will do the zombie.
Happy Halloween. This is the Fringe on KRVS. KRVS.org is the place to go and pledge your support to aid of our fall fundraiser. Up next, several songs about mummies. Watch out for the mummy's bracelet.
Thank you. track. All raptor finish up tonight. It's the mummy. It's the mummy.
I scare people. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. I was born 1,959 years ago. My daddy was a mummy too. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. I don't try to scare people. I really came back to life to buy a copy of Cookie Cookie, Lend Me Your Comb. But people run from me. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. I wish there was somebody somewhere who wasn't afraid of me. Oh well. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy.
That's cool.
I'm a mummy.
You mean you're a mother?
No, I'm a mummy.
I'm a beatnik.
People are afraid of me.
Yeah, I'm hip.
I was born 1,959 years ago.
Oh yeah? Like, that's a long gig.
Where can I buy a copy of Cookie Cookie, Lend Me Your Comb?
Ooh, man, I don't dig that jazz. You know, Brubeck, Shearing, Modern Jazz Quartet.
I'm a mummy.
Man, you gotta walk through.
Aren't you afraid of me? Aren't you gonna scream?
Oh, yeah. Like help.
Last night at the museum, they were searching for a trace of the thief who stole the mummy's bracelet from its case. And now tonight the mummy's curse is on his Stephen head. For the mummy's come to life, awakened from the dead.
Give me my bracelet back.
The thief who stole the mummy's bracelet gave it to his love. And now tonight she wears it while the full moon's up above. But as she dances in his arms, a chill is in her veins. She seems to hear a ghostly voice echo this refrain.
Give me my bracelet back.
At last the dance is over. It's time to say goodnight. Her lover sees her to the door. She holds him very tight. She whispers, please don't leave me. Then upon the stairs, their blood runs cold because they see the mummy standing there.
Give me my bracelet back.
The mummy, he stretched out his hand to take the bracelet back. And where his fingers touched the flesh, it began to crack. Then right before her lover's eyes, she turned to stone. At least that's what they told him when they took him to the home.
Past the old museum, when I saw a sight that made me flip my beak. A big white thing came walking through the door, and when I saw what it was, when I let out a roar, it was a rather large mummy with a rather large tummy. Yes, I mean, a way out mummies. Really, really. With a way out tummy. Oh, yes. Well, it was rocking. It was rolling. It was a real crazy spook. A long lost cousin, too. King Farouk was singing. This cat was big, man like he was large. His belly was swinging like Cleopatra's barge. When he took off his sheet, oh, he really was a gasser. He had a tattoo on his belly saying, I like Nasser. He was a way out mummy, really. I mean a really, really big tummy. Oh, I mean a fantastic mummy. Oh, something else with a way out tummy, yes. Well, he was rocking and he was rolling, a real stupid spook. A long lost cousin to King Farouk was singing. Ha ha, ha 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 ha, ha 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 ha. Oh well, the sun came up, so I started to race. I had to get back to my mummy case. I never returned to this very day, but perhaps if you go by that museum, you might hear him say, I'm a way out the mummy, with a swinging dummy. Yeah, I'm in a way out the mummy. Ooh. Well, I'm rocking, and I'm rolling, I'm a real crazy spook. I'm a long-lost cousin who keeps my book of singing.
You know, Mummy's just a guy, a regular guy who walks around covered in bandages. It's no big deal. This next one goes out to my bride, Bride of Frankenstein.
I dig you, baby, in the dark of night. I dig you, baby, when the sun shines bright. I dig you, baby, from dusk till dawn. Now there's a hole in my front lawn. I dig you, baby, with one desire, and that's to make you my vampire. I dig you, baby, and that's the truth. I brought you some wolfbane and a baby Ruth. I dig you, baby, so please be mine. Say you'll be Mrs. Frankenstein. We'll marry, baby, and find a flat, a gloomy tomb with a private bat. I dig your brother, who's a Harvard man. Let's visit him whenever we can. We'll fly to the campus, it isn't very far. He isn't in a classroom, they keep him in a jar. I dig you, baby, so don't be cruel. We'll rock and roll when the moon is full. But I know I can't make you swoon. You dig the creature from the Black Lagoon. So goodbye, baby, here's where we part. It's like driving a stake right through my heart.
Did you say stake? I'll have mine medium rare.
No, no, it's not that kind of steak. Oh, why do I always get the hungry ones?
Thank you.
We are in the laboratory of Dr. Frankenstein, who will attempt to create life this night. Dr. Frankenstein's assistant, Igor, is strapping the lifeless body to the table. It's ghastly looking, made up of parts of different corpses. The only material Dr. Frankenstein had available. Now, there are two electrodes on either side of the neck. Now Igor is opening the roof. Lightning and thunder are crashing down around us. Dr. Frankenstein approaches the main switch of his apparatus as I look at the horrible, lifeless figure. I can but hope this experiment fails, for it would mean the most terrifying thing I've ever seen would be created. I see the lightning overhead. Dr. Frankenstein pulls the switch. It's happened. It's moving. I can't believe it. Dr. Frankenstein has brought the monster to life. And I believe the world should beware.
Mr. Frankenstein. It started out in a small cafe. I was gonna have some coffee and be on my way. I never thought I'd get to dine with that horrible man called Frankenstein. Came up to me and asked my name. I said it's Joe and asked the same.
Frankenstein.
And then he said,
I think that you'd look better dead.
I didn't know just where to hide. I said we're going for a ride. It's just about time I had my lunch. Well, he opened his mouth and my head went crunch.
Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob.
Oh.
Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob.
It's certainly not everywhere that you can turn your radio on and hear a great 2 hours of obscure Halloween music. If that means something to you, please go to our website, krvs.org, and pledge your support. We're a community radio station, and we get by with your support. There's some premiums that you can get with your donation to KRVS. For $52, that is a dollar a week for public radio. Not a whole lot when you think about it. You can get a KRVS folding fan or a KRVS handkerchief. For $75, you can get any one of a number of T-shirts. And these are all on our website if you need to know. But the designs this year are really great. Allison and Peter DeHart did them, and they're fantastic-looking shirts. For $125, you can get a package of a mug and a T-shirt, any one of those T-shirts that I just talked about. Poppy Tooker, who I didn't know, but I guess has a show here on KRVS. Welcome, Poppy Tooker. Got a book called Louisiana Eats. You can also get for $125 any one of the following CDs: Cajun Honky Tonk, Zydeco Champs, Howl Devine's Jumps, Boogies, and Wobbles, or the Live at the World Cafe Volume 35. These gifts are lanyap. What you're paying for is 365 days a year of great radio. Of all kinds, very diverse radio. Happy Halloween, I'm James Vanway. Thank you for listening tonight. If you've already donated during this fundraiser, we thank you very, very, very much. And if you haven't, please consider it. Oh.